Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joining us now is our buddy, Barstool Nate, Little Nate X. He almost made half a billion dollars last night, right until he didn't. What up, Nate Dogg?
Yeah, all I needed was a Kirk Cousins pick six in primetime on the road, and instead Nick Sirianni and his terrible, terrible, terrible head coaching decided to let Kirk Cousins march down the field and score the easiest touchdown in NFL history. It was quite a scene.
It was. We were just watching a video of mad Philly fans leaving the link, which was pretty damn.
They said some rough stuff.
Yeah.
We can't play that on air. I promise you that.
That was one of the more pathetic 2 minutes in NFL coaching history by Nick Sirianni last night. He really, truly had no idea what he was doing out there. It made me feel a lot better about our situation here in D.C.
Yeah, we've had some debates. Lamphill likes to throw the choke word around a lot, like a team choked. And a lot of times you got to debate if a team actually choked. Philly choked. Like, that was a full-out choke job. Let's get to something more fun. Washington beating the Giants. Certainly the Giants didn't have a kicker. I mean, that's damn near, whether it's Dable or Shane, that's pretty close to a fireable offense because they had an extra roster spot and they knew their kicker at least was coming into the game with a groin injury. And they had a kicker on their practice squad that they could have elevated. Removing that, focusing on what Washington did well in this game, I think you got to be pretty encouraged by this offense, Nate Dogg.
Yeah, first of all, it's not just the Washington Commanders. It's your first place in the NFC East Washington Commanders. I know it's week two. I know we have a long season to go, but anytime we're in first place, we should celebrate it. And the offense, yeah, I mean, look, Jaden is completing 75% of his throws. I know he's not throwing much downfield, but I don't care because he's not forcing throws into coverage. He's not making those terrible rookie crazy. We saw Caleb Williams did one on Sunday, just really errant throws that cause turnovers. He is allowing this team to dominate time of possession, to move downfield. He does not have very many weapons, as we've talked about. He got Ertz involved. He's trying to get the ball to Terry. I mean, Terry, I feel bad for the guy. Thank God he's such a great human and such a great teammate and player that he's going to, you know, he understands what's happening. And, I mean, we've talked about it, JP and B-Mitch. All we need to see is steady improvement week over week. And I think we're seeing it. We're, you know, he took a couple sacks that maybe were avoidable. But besides that, you really just – you can't say anything bad about a rookie quarterback in – many people would have said is not the best situation with the roster, and he's doing great. Like, there's nothing bad you can say about Jaden Daniels right now.
Dude, that's totally right. I mean, the thing about it is people are going to complain about things, but the ultimate thing is when you look at his overall stats and where he's put his team at and where did he put him in trouble or in a bad situation, he hasn't. So he's been passing with flying colors in a sense. He could do some other things better, but that is coming as you get experience.
Not a single turnover.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really – it's only two games, and yes, that's a small sample, but if you look at the other rookies that are starting, and I don't only want to do that. So here's the problem. Looking at just the other rookie quarterbacks is a bit of too grading on too much of a curve, because I don't want to only consider compare him to that group, because I think you can still compare him to Will Levis, who's turning the ball over like crazy, Bryce Young, who got benched.
Will Levis tried to do stuff on his way down to the ground.
I mean, of the players in the last two drafts right now, both drafts, I think you'd only consider him behind Stroud. And that, not to suggest they're at all in the same stratosphere yet, because Stroud is playing at a just outrageous level. But, it's not just Caleb Williams and Bo Nix. Caleb Williams has thrown two picks this season. I think Nix has more than that. And I'm not proclaiming that Jaden is going to be league MVP or anything crazy, but he's been somewhere between solid to pretty damn good through two starts as a rookie.
And not just that, it's trusting the offensive game plan and us fans understanding that they haven't opened the full playbook to him yet, that it really is, which I love to see, a true rebuild with a rookie quarterback taking it week by week and not saying, hey, you need to go out there and throw 350 yards and four touchdowns. It's controlling the clock, just making the correct decision with what the defense is giving, not forcing the ball, and just zero turnovers in your first 2 weeks of being a full-time starting NFL quarterback, I think is just so impressive. We can talk about how there's always the other side. People want to say he's not throwing, the deep ball or this and that, and, it's only 200 yards a game. I don't care. It's protecting the ball. It's being smart. It's running when he needs to run, using that, 3D game that he has where he can get outside the pocket and get downfield for the first down. He's so dynamic, and he's still so young. It's just, honestly, going up against Daniel Jones, who should not be a starting NFL quarterback, and, it just made me feel so much better about everything we have, than watching the Cowboys get blown out, watching the Eagles just coach themselves into a loss. I just really, really, really liked week two of the NFL this year. It was great.
Go ahead, B. Sorry.
When you look at him and you see good things happening, what do you feel needs to be corrected so this good feeling we have in a day continues?
I don't want to say anything needs to be corrected, but it'll just, I'll say this, it will be fun for us to watch him develop and watch.
Now, I'm not just talking about Jaden, I'm talking about the team.
The team has no secondary. And Daniel Jones looked like a good NFL quarterback once again against the secondary. And it's going to be a year-long thing. Hopefully the guys can improve. It's going to be tough when wide receivers are constantly open against our defensive backs. And even if the offense continues to improve and continues to put up points, it's going to be really hard if the defense can't do anything. And we know this, and I'm kind of content with it. It's just kind of it is what it is situation where I said it last week. It's not a lack of the coaching staff preparing them. It's just a lack of talent on the field. And you, as prepared as they are, you can watch all the tape you want. If you're just not that good, it doesn't matter. So, it's going to be a struggle. Maybe next week in Cincinnati, we might, really see it where we have just a very, very weak secondary, and it just kind of is what it is, and it's going to stink at times, and there's nothing we can really do about it right now.
I think I agree with you. I think two things can be true at once. They're not getting any push up front either. What I think ultimately doomed the Falcons last night was the Eagles got generated no pass rush, and I fear Washington's in that same boat. And it's great that they beat the Giants and the whole city gets to kind of enjoy just a fun week, especially on a long week going into Monday Night Football. But I think Ja'Marr Chase, Kyler Murray, these next couple weeks, it's going to look different. I think offensively there are real reasons to be optimistic and encouraged. But defensively, I don't think it's just the secondary. I don't think the secondary is very good, but I think you need that there has to be some cohesion with the front, and I don't think the front's getting it done.
Yeah, and but JP, as we've talked about, I mean, when we use two first-round picks on Chase and Sweat, and they're both out the door, that's two, you know, first-rounders that were on the defensive line to generate pressure on the quarterback that are no longer on this team. This team has a lot of rebuilding to do. It's really tough to expect 60 overall players, you know, just doing Madden ratings, to perform at 90 overall levels. It's
right.
Just, it's not going to happen. So we have to just remember that it's first round picks. You don't get many opportunities to draft game changing defensive players. And we thought we had two of them, and now one doesn't play and one is doing nothing on the Bears.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One thing I have come around on, though, to that point, and B always says this, and it's gotten it, he's brainwormed it to me. I think there is a flaw for Commanders fans that we believe it has to be first-round picks to emerge as great defensive players. Like, if you watched last night, that kid Bawn for the Eagles, Zach Bawn, the linebacker, dude could play.
Yeah, 15 tackles the previous game.
He's a third-rounder that they found in free agency. Like, there are other – like, Fred Warner is probably playing the best football in the NFL on the defensive side of the ball. He's a third-rounder. Like, I don't disagree with your premise that they don't have the horses now, and over time they'll get the horses. But I do think we got to stop thinking that the only way a great defense happens is if you draft Khalil Mack number three.
Yeah, sure. But using those two first-round picks, let's say they don't have to be first-round picks. Those are two first-round picks that aren't on the offensive line, two first-round picks that aren't playing corner, two first-round picks that aren't, you know, catching the ball at wide receiver. So it's just the depletion that this team has gone through over the last couple years by getting rid of all these guys who were top talent picks, but not being able to immediately replace them with anybody else. That's what makes it really hard.
Two things that folks have been concerned about down here. Jaden running too much and Cliff's offense. The analytics folks will tell you they really like the offense. The numbers are there. Let's start with Jaden running too much. I'm curious your thoughts.
No, I don't think he's running too much. 16 carries week one, 10 carries week two. I don't think that's anything outlandish or crazy. When you have such a dynamic quarterback like Jaden, you want him to be out there making plays. You want him running the ball for first down. I wish he knew how to slide. We're not going to do the slide conversation, but I wish he was a little better at that. But no, I have no issue whatsoever with when he's choosing to run the ball. It's also a matter of just trusting him, and he'll have to trust his own instincts, and his instincts will develop through time, and maybe he'll realize that he doesn't have to run as much as he thinks he does. And it's also, I'll harp on this till the cows come home. If guys can't get space, if guys can't get open, if his talent at receiver can't do anything, he's not going to stand back in the pocket and take a sack. He's going to use his legs, which through his entire football career have done very well for him. So, no, I have no issue with Jaden saying, hey, I have these legs. I'm a great mobile quarterback. I'm going to use my talent and do everything I can. I have zero issue with 26 carries through two games whatsoever.
I think that was really smart and well said.
Thank you.
About time. Hey, I'm just tripping. I'm just messing with you.
Dang, Beeman.
No, but you know, the ultimate thing is, listen, everyone wants to be able to tell a person who's been doing something his whole life to all of a sudden just do what they think he's supposed to do. He will get better as it goes on. That's why he didn't run more than 16 this time.
Dropped from 16 to 10.
Yeah, so if it goes down to 6 next week, and then it goes back up to 10 the following week, and he had to run it, I'm not going to be mad at it. But I would say, like you said, I don't care about how he gets down. I just want him to get down. If he slides or do the roll, I don't care. Just get down. Because it's going to be some cheap-ass shots, like that little dude who tried to stick his helmet in his side the other day. Yep. You know, so you got to just be worried about that.
Yeah, and thankfully that was you never want to see Jeff Driscoll in week two. You just don't want to see that. But all he did was get the wind knocked out of him. He's fine. But yeah, we are kind of, you know, we have PTSD from 10 years ago. So when we have a running quarterback who can't slide, it truly does. You know, my brain starts aching knowing what could possibly happen.
Sure, but honestly, what has stood out to me in a major way is the way he played in the second half of that Giants game, because I don't think Jaden was playing his best football in the first half. I think the Giants' pressure kind of got to him a little. I think there were a couple RPOs where he decided to try to make them passes where they probably weren't, didn't get rid of it, took a hit. I think he got hit plenty hard in the pocket. There's this notion that no quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket. It's only if they run, and that's flawed.
Big time.
But the transition he made, the way he played in the second half of that game, where he only took one sack, didn't run nearly as much. When he did run, he got out of bounds, and he beat New York from the pocket. He was 12 of 16 for a buck 40 in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
The throw he made to Noah Brown at the end, I was on Channel 4 yesterday, and I kept showing that highlight over and over. And, dude, all these, like, myths that were, you know, shouted during like the pre-draft process that he couldn't throw inside, couldn't throw on the seam.
Well, somebody would say that wasn't in the middle of the field.
The Brown play?
They'll try to find a way.
I just think he's disproving so much. The pre-draft process is so bizarre when people like decide to pick a side. I just don't get any of it. But I think the path, and Nate, I love your optimism. You've already blogged about Jaden Daniels and the Super Bowls and the Hall of Fame, yep, and all of that.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, I can't wait. It's going to be unbelievable.
I think Jaden Daniels has true greatness within his game. And I think the path to that is winning in the pocket and then letting the run game, using that dynamic ability with his legs to supplement that. And I think the first real glimpse of that we got was the second half of that Giants game. And I think that's the most exciting thing Washington fans have seen.
And speaking of the run game, Brian Robinson, he's just unbelievable. Man, right, child. Now. Every carry is extra yards. Every carry, he's just looking so good out there. I feel like he's getting overshadowed, obviously, by Jaden, but we have to give some credit to B. Rob. Just a great, great, great running back right now.
Dude, I think, like, there was so much angst about who the second receiver is, right? And what I kept saying is I think this offense is going to really revolve around Austin Ekeler, Brian Robinson, Zach Ertz, Terry McLaurin. And, like, that is your group, and then a receiver will, may or may not emerge after that. And I think through two games we're kind of seeing it. I think against New York it was pretty clear that was the what they want. Mm-hmm. And I think it can work, frankly, especially when B-Rob's running the ball like that.
It can definitely work, but we need another option at wide receiver.
I think Noah Brown might be it.
It's not great. Like, Deami Brown's not going to be the guy. Luke McCaffrey, you know, rookie, zero catches. Noah Brown, great catch, but, you know, we're going to need to see some sort of consistency out of him.
He just got on the field. That's his first time on the
field. That's his first time playing.
No, I know. I said it. I said
he looks different when he's out there. He gives them something differently than everybody else, frankly. Just size, speed, length.
He's big Noah Brown compared to little Nate X.
B still taking shots. You guys have largely agreed all day, and B still taking shots.
Hey,
that's just what we do.
Hey, that's how you do with family, man.
But you know, like when Grandpa's at Thanksgiving and he says some odd things. That's B Mitch.
All right, we got a bounce here, sir.
Call me Grandpa. Wow.
Thank you, buddy. Always good to hear from you.
All right,
love you guys. Thank you.
Take care, brother.
That's our guy, Nate Dogg, Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan, Little Nate X. We come back. Dan Quinn talked at length yesterday. But what did he actually say? Nobody go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.